Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, a golden nest egg. Phil in Lakewood, Colorado, emailed me with this question. I was listening to your archives, and in episode 46, you mentioned that gains on gold ETF shares held for more than a year would be taxed at the higher collectibles rate of 28%, rather than the long-term capital gains rate of 15%. What would happen if I sold all my gold ETF shares in my traditional IRA after holding for 11 months, used the proceeds to buy another stock, then sold that and rotated back into ETFs? Would I be taxed at a lower rate? Great question. The answer to this question isn't as straightforward as you might think at first. In fact, finding an answer to this question was a bit of a wild goose chase. The IRS considers owning physical gold or silver, including shares of exchange-traded funds that hold gold or silver for you, to be the same thing as owning a collectible. And you're right, Phil. The long-term capital gains rate on collectibles is 28%, not the 15% that applies to stocks and other investments, which is really unfortunate. The short-term capital gains rate for gold or silver ETF shares is the same as for other investments, your ordinary income tax rate. These tax rates apply for shares held outside of a tax-advantaged account. But what's the scoop when it comes to owning gold or silver ETF shares inside an IRA? Although you can own almost any type of asset in an IRA, the IRS prohibits owning collectibles in an IRA, including metals and coins, except for certain kinds of bullion and certain coins minted by the U.S. Treasury. According to IRS Publication 590, quote, if an IRA invests in collectibles, the amount invested is considered distributed in the year invested, unquote. The account owner would have to pay a 10% penalty on the amount invested in a collectible since it would be considered an early withdrawal. Ouch! This makes it sound like owning precious metal ETFs in an IRA isn't such a good idea. But are gold and silver ETF shares held in an IRA really considered to be collectibles?
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. to move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Now, you'd think the answer would be yes. After all, they're considered collectibles when you buy them in a regular brokerage account. But the answer is really surprising. The IRS has made an exception for gold and silver ETFs held in an IRA. On August 10, 2007, the IRS privately ruled that shares of ETFs in the form of a trust that mirror the price of physical gold and silver do not constitute an acquisition of a collectible if they are acquired in an IRA. As a result, the IRS does not consider money invested in shares of gold and silver ETFs within an IRA to be a distribution subject to an early withdrawal penalty. This is really good news because it means, one, you can hold shares of gold and silver ETFs in an IRA, two, the money you've invested in gold or silver ETFs in an IRA won't be considered an early withdrawal, and three, you won't be subject to the 28% long-term tax rate on collectibles on those shares. So there's no reason, at least at this time, to worry about how to avoid the collectibles tax rate when holding gold or silver ETF shares in an IRA. It doesn't apply. And remember, withdrawals you take from a Roth IRA when you retire will be completely tax-free, whereas withdrawals you take from a traditional IRA when you retire will be taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. I've posted links to the IRS private letter rulings for gold and silver ETFs at the end of the transcript for this episode at quickanddirtytips.com. So here's wishing Phil and everyone a nest egg that's golden. Today, I'm giving away a copy of the ABCs of Gold Investing to Phil for asking such a great question. Congratulations, Phil, and be sure to check your email for instructions. Cha-ching, that's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Send your questions or comments to money@qdnow.com or call them into my voicemail line, 8776-RICHER. And when you have a free moment, I'd really appreciate it if you posted a review at iTunes. Oh, and one last thing. Please take the Money Girl listener survey posted on my webpage at quickanddirtytips.com. You get to it by clicking on the gold box that says Take 5. Thanks for listening.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.